This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, I know that there's a lot of fear-mongering going on right now. There's another level of propaganda coming out on a global scale, and why is that? Because most people don't realize that in prospective countries on the globe right now, all over from France to Germany to Israel to that of the UK to America, because they're beginning to rise up now too. Friends, they've lost their narrative. There's defiance in the hundreds of thousands in each one of these prospective countries because, again, they lost the narrative. So what are they doing? They're pushing fear. Now they're zeroing in on the kids. Well, guess what, friends? Nothing new under the sun here. It's a narrative that they can't prove. It's a narrative that they have not yet proved. We do know that big tech companies are shutting down doctors that are telling the people on a global scale as to the truth of the matter concerning COVID. Matter of fact, before the end of the hour, I'm going to play three audios for you concerning just that. So you can listen to what they expunge. You can listen to what they mean to censor. You can listen to for yourselves, friends, that come directly from the mouth of those that do really care for you in this country and in other countries. Before we get to that, please, friends, jump over on sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 to 15 articles over there combating the lies in the mainstream media. By the way, I've got you for 2 hours. I've got you for 2 hours on 132 radio stations across America. And I want to tell you again, thank you for making us the number one and number two show on Genesis Communication Networks out of 65 different show hosts. So with that said, only you can do that. And we know why you're listening, friends, because you're tired of the circular reasoning. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click onto YouTube. Join us on Top Chat. If you want to go to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page right up on the left there. Click onto it. Join us on Top Chat. And if at any time you'd like to call in, make sure you have your eyes on the road. When you do call, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And again, friends, we're seeing a whole lot of that today. I want to bring about a parallel between Germany in the 1930s and America in the present, 2020. I don't know if you're aware of this, but the parallel is frightening. It really, truly is. Karl Dönitz, German admiral and would-be Führer after that of Adolf Hitler, this is what he said. He said, politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. They are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes. I want to say it again. This is Karl Dönitz, German admiral and would-be Führer after that of Adolf Hitler. Politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. Let me ask you a question. And I brought this up, friends, a plethora of times. Who attacks you in America more than that of your corrupt politicians and the CIA-controlled media. I want to bring about the parallel right now concerning America today and that of the Germans back in the 1930s. In 1947, friends, President Harry Truman said of the CIA, who controls the media on a global basis, right? He said of them, had I known that the CIA would have been the American version of the Gestapo back in 47, I would have had nothing to do with it. If you want to go ahead and test what I'm sharing with you right now, I encourage you to do that. Go to Operation Mockingbird. Go to Operation Mockingbird, and you will understand exactly what I'm talking about. Also, check out Operation Paperclip, because we are seeing it roll out in real time through the posterity of the Nazis in the 30s in America today. In America today. Project Paperclip and Operation Mockingbird. Check them out. Do your due diligence. If you want to call in and test your steel at any time, you can do that. If you want to add something to the show, you can do that. 1-866-582-9933. Back in January 24th of 2013, I'd written an article titled, Are We As Asleep as the Germans of the 1930s? Where I warned that if the American people do not take heed, they do not pay careful attention as to what's going on in America today. What's going to take place here in this country is that history was going to repeat itself. And it's exactly verbatim, line upon line, precept upon precept as to what we see happening in America today as to the rollout and the rollout back in the 1930s. Same road, friends. Same road. Methodically, systematically, it's exactly, almost verbatim, exactly the same. Okay? Now, when I did that, of course, everybody thought, Bradley, you're crazy. It reminds me of a guy that used to do all of our sound when we would do high schools in the hundreds every year across the country. And I remember him telling me, he was a heathen guy, and he would tell me, Bradley, it seems like, you know, when you were doing the high school assemblies, he told me this 10 years after we were done doing high schools, for the most part, okay, just that was our main focus. He said to me, he goes, I used to think you were crazy concerning those topics that you were hitting. He said, everything that you're hitting in the schools is exactly what we're dealing with today. I said, yeah, thank God for the Holy Ghost. You're not supposed to find your faith in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. It shows you that the Holy Ghost is leading the ministry, Romans 8:14. Okay? This isn't a ministry that's born from the will of the flesh. It's born from the will of the Spirit, and we're led of the Spirit. We're not led of the arm of the flesh. Just making clear. When I brought this out, friends, everybody just saying, yeah, that's kind of crazy. But isn't it interesting today in America, 2020, you're hearing the parallels between America and Adolf Hitler's Third Reich under the Nazis, right? From the 1930s in Germany. Is this crazy? No, it's not crazy, because it's exactly what we're seeing today. So let's go fast forward to the present, where we are now dealing with another created crisis concerning the current COVID-19 pandemic. We've spent a lot of time over the last 6 months exposing COVID-19 for what it was, in the sense of not that it doesn't exist, but to the embellishment, to the sensationalized version of what they brought about. Okay. And again, I'm going to play some audio for you at the end of this hour today. I got you for 2 hours, but I'm going to play some audio for you so you can listen to doctors tell you what only they can tell you. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to go fast forward, and I'm going to bring you to Michigan in just a couple of minutes to show you how they are acting out in such a fashion that parallels that of the Nazis in the 1930s, again, to a T. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview, using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources, not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Live radio, 132 cities, broadcasting to 53 countries on platforms all over America. As a matter of fact, all over the globe right now. We appreciate you. We know why you're listening. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Again, shooting from the hip, friends, did you just hear the commercial? It's these law firms that are looking for the Boy Scouts, basically, that were violated by pedophiles inside of the organization. Does anybody remember when they normalized homosexual sodomites into that organization, and if they didn't comply, this is what was going to happen? And I told the American people they're making a prey out of your children, just like they are through what's going on in the high schools and in the middle schools and the elementary schools and preschool across America. For everybody that gave them a green light, do you not understand, speaking of what we're talking about today, did you know that the Nazis, friends, did you know that those that Adolf Hitler had around him had masculine homosexuals? That's who the SS were. If you haven't read the pink swastika, take your time and read the book. Here's another thing I wanted to point out. As they're talking about compensating those boys that were violated by sodomites in the organization, Boy Scouts of America, because Americans didn't want to listen, it's interesting to note they're talking about compensating them by buying them off with money. They're not bringing forth justice concerning the sodomites, the pedophiles that committed crimes against the children. Do you see what's destroying our posterity, friends? Do you see what's happening simultaneously across the country, friends? We need to wake up as to what's going on. They're attempting to normalize what God condemns. Read Leviticus 18:22 when you get a moment. Let's get back over to this because it's important that we do. By the way, what I just said is American law. It's a felony in every state in our union to date concerning sodomy, homosexuality. It's still a felony. It always will be, okay? That which is contrary or in contrast to God's moral law, said William Blackstone, he said it's null and void. Okay. When you look at American law, we're ruled by law, Article 4, Section 4, the U.S. Constitution. We're a constitutional republic. We're not a democracy. Just making clear again that you understand. Okay. We're a nation of laws and not of men, said John Adams. So I want to make clear that you understand that I'm talking according to law, just like we always do. Biblical law and constitutional law, which is based on common law. Cool? Good. Let's go forward. Germany, the 1930s. America, 2020. I was sharing with you during the first segment, friends, that Karl Dönitz, a German admiral under Adolf Hitler, said politicians brought the Nazis to power and they started the war. They are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes. Well, what are we seeing today, friends? Who attacks you more than corrupt politicians? Who attacks you more, friends, than the mainstream media hand in glove working with corrupt politicians outside of the useful idiots in the mainstream media that's owned by six corporations globally and that it's controlled under the CIA. Who? Nobody is. Okay? As you all well know, this is being sold to us for our safety concerning COVID-19. We all know that, right? It's for your safety. Everything that the government is coming in and doing to you unconstitutionally, and it's been rendered unconstitutional over and over and over again, but they're saying that this is about your safety. You need to listen to us because we know better than you. Folks, I'm going to get over to Michigan in just a moment. Hang on with me, okay? This is being sold to you from the government as for your safety. Also keep in mind, this is exactly what the Nazis did in further stripping the people from their rights so they could no longer stand before the Third Reich back in the 30s. Just for the record, okay? And on the back end of their care and concern for us, right, our said representatives, these corrupt politicians that are working for special interest groups, acting like a bunch of Nazis, notice that we are being threatened with unconstitutional force compliance. If we don't fall in line, right, what happens? Well, this is all about your safety, and if you don't follow our unconstitutional edicts, this is what's going to happen to you through force compliance if you don't. Does that sound like American government to you? Absolutely not. It's not the rule of law. This is totalitarianism, okay? Totalitarianism means that they're forcing their agenda down your throat. It's tyrannical. It's authoritarian. And the list goes on. Okay, so remember that this is also the same government while illegally forcing businesses to shut down that didn't apply to their businesses. Just ask Governor Newsom in California, right, that tyrant? But I want you to keep in mind that this is also the same government while illegally forcing businesses to shut down that is also responsible for sanctioning the murder of over 60 million babies in our country, read Proverbs 6:17, who also stated that during the mandated business shutdowns that Planned Parenthoods were essential. You remember this? Planned Parenthoods were essential. Okay, but also note, friends, churches were being forced to shut down. They never were, by the way. If they shut down, they complied with the tyrant rather than the God that they say they serve, for the record, right? And again, that's why we're in trouble today. But Planned Parenthoods were considered essential by the said government to the murder of 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day, but yet it was sold to you, COVID-19, and whatever they say goes, right? Because we're looking out for your safety. Keep in mind, friends, they were advocating the murder of 3,000 to 4,000 babies, simultaneously also selling to you that it's about your safety. You need to pay attention to what's going on here. Churches were shut down. At the same time, and simultaneously, friends, criminals were being released by these same governors across the United States of America back onto the streets, jeopardizing the lives of innocent people, the innocent people that they are, in fact, sworn to uphold concerning the law and protecting them. Again, do you understand what's going on here? And I'm not speaking down to you, friends. I'm just talking to the new listeners right now as to what is rolling out in real time here. About our safety and they're releasing criminals back out onto the street? It's about our safety and they're advocating the murder of 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day? And you, many of you, believe what you're being told by these people? You deserve exactly what you get. And I want to tell you why you deserve what you get. Because, as 2 Thessalonians tells us what? It says, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. So what did the Lord do? And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. This is all under a dictatorship. Okay? This is all under the wicked one when he's being revealed, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is God. Okay, again, I just want to make clear that you understand what's going on. I don't want to throw too much information on you too quickly. Okay, now what I want to do is I want to bring you to Michigan to show you exactly once again as to what's rolling out in real time. This happened 2 days ago. The Michigan Capital Confidential reported two or more people meet outside homes not wearing masks are subject to $1,000 fines. This reminds me of the tyrant in Indiana that said if you don't follow you don't comply through force of unconstitutional edict, you're going to go to jail for up to 6 months. See, but the problem that they're having, and this is why the American people are being destroyed, Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, is because you're not paying attention to your laws. They don't have any constitutional authority in doing so. What law, Mr. Governor in Indiana, what law, I'm asking the governor in Michigan. Oh, that's right. Wait a second. In Michigan, wasn't this Governor Whitmer, wasn't she just shut down not once, but two different times by the Supreme Court in the state of Michigan stating that what she was doing was completely unconstitutional? And again, let me add, federal judges in Pennsylvania, federal judges in North Carolina, and the list goes on. So friends, as they're threatening you to basically fall in compliance with their unconstitutional edicts, they don't, friends, as long as they get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to give you the right answers. This is where you need to become educated and hold to them in question as to where did you derive your delegated authority to attack me, to assail me, to shut down my business, to threaten me with jail time. You need to begin to lay it on them as the burden of proof. You prove that you have constitutional authority. Guess what? They don't have it. So what law would be enforced? It's policy. And what does policy do? It undermines the Constitution. That's how they're getting away with what they're getting away with right now. And they're using the media at a heightened level right now. If you just heard the commercials during the last segment, last heartbreak, and during the first segment, that heartbreak, they're heightening the fear on the people, friends. Now they're zeroing in on kids. They're saying, well, it's not as bad as, you know, it's worse than we thought it originally was. Of course, they're going to keep this going until they get the military by this administration out onto the streets to jam a needle into your arm. That's what this is all about. Okay? And I'm going to expose that for you in just a moment, too. But I want to make clear something here, friends. I'm not talking about a third world country right now. I'm talking to you. And I'm telling you what the mainstream media, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Yahoo, the mainstream media outlets don't want you to know. Why? Because you need to understand what I'm doing right now is exposing them for their crimes concerning this perpetuated fraud against we the people in this country. And I want to remind you, friends, the law is on our side, but it is no good if you don't enforce it. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In Nevada, the Trump campaign filed a lawsuit this week seeking images of the signatures of every registered voter in Democratic-leaning Clark County, a potential first step towards challenging individual votes on grounds that the signed ballots don't match the signatures on file. In Texas, Republican office holders and candidates sued this week to have more than 100,000 votes invalidated. The GOP has asked a judge to declare illegal. And the United States passed 9 million COVID-19 cases on Friday. Nearly 230,000 Americans have died since the pandemic began. A fall surge in infections has the number of cases rising in all but three states. The governors of New York and New Jersey are asking residents to take the proper precautions, wearing masks, maintaining social distance, and avoiding unnecessary holiday travel. This is USA Radio News. As he has in other states recently, President Trump's re-election campaign slammed free speech stifling dictates in Minnesota that limited attendance at a Friday evening rally, billing the move as a partisan shot by the state's Democratic leadership. Meantime, Michigan and Minnesota's importance to Tuesday's election between Trump and Biden has overshadowed their role in deciding Senate control. Democrats need to gain 3 to 4 Senate seats for a majority. Sean Connery, the Scottish actor whose 5-decade-long movie career was dominated by the role of James Bond, has died at the age of 90, according to the producers of the James Bond series. Connery, who was awarded a knighthood in 2000 for his contribution to the arts, played the British spy in 7 movies, beginning with Dr. No in 1962, the first of the Bond movies. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We are syndicated across the country into 132 cities. We also broadcast into 53 different countries. If you want to check us out, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles combating the lies in the mainstream media. Folks, that website should be off the hook. It really should be. For all the censorship, I mean, folks, if the mainstream media is not telling you where to go by the way that they censor us, I don't understand how the American people or those that may be listening to me right now don't understand why it's so important for them that you don't read this information or get to know the law. Because the law exposes the criminals. That's why they don't want you seeing what the law says. And that's exactly why I'm pointing my finger back at it. Okay? You want resolve? That's what we're doing here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click onto YouTube. Join us on Top Chat. BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. Same thing on the front page. Click onto it. Join us on Top Chat. You can also give us a call at any time. 1-866-582-9933. Have you for 2 hours today, friends. I want to get right back into this again. I was just highlighting the fact where I was going to. The Michigan Capitol Conference. Confidential reported 2 or more people meet outside homes not wearing masks, subject to $1,000 fine. Here, let's take it in real time. You need to go and call your local representatives, and you're going to find out how ignorant they are of the Constitution and how foreign they are to the Constitution. But I want you to call them up and ask him. Whatever state you may be in, where is it that you have constitutional authority to implement any of this? Okay? Read the articles on sonsoflibertymedia.com, which make reference to the federal judges that have shot down these unconstitutional orders coming from across the board. See, if you don't enforce the law, they're always going to get away with whatever you let them get away with. And this is why the Lord warned, friends. This is why he warned us that my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Well, if we're destroyed for the lack of knowledge, then we better get knowledge, right? And that's what we're doing here. Okay? I want you to call them up and ask them the question. Lay the burden of proof on them. Where do you have constitutional authority? Where did we, or what did I, ever give you delegated authority or permission to attack me as a constituent? Okay? Now, don't fall for the fact that you have to wait them out. And when they begin to implement that which is unconstitutional, don't take the lie from the conservatives of the day, which just happened to be yesterday's liberals. Read Matthew 5:13, and you'll understand. Don't take it from them that you just got to vote them out. Nope. If they lie to you, if they commit the smallest of violations, misdemeanors, you can lawfully remove them. Okay. Article 2, Section 4. And then once they're impeached, you can charge them concerning their transgressions of the very law that they're supposed to uphold. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Read it. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Okay? This is treason. Article 3, Section 3 on so many different fronts. Friends, in Michigan on the 29th of this month, two or more people meet outside homes not wearing masks, subject to $1,000 fines. I would beg the American people to look at the people that are implementing and being used as useful idiots to promulgate the lies concerning the special interest groups that they work for. When you look at them, you go to the Nuremberg trials back in 1945 of May. You watch the documentaries on the Nuremberg trials, and you tell me that their countenance is any difference, or if there's any difference between what you see today in America 2020 compared to those back in the Nuremberg trials. By the way, they all said, almost every single one of them, friends, every single one of those SS officers, those war criminals, they tried to blame Adolf Hitler. Just think about that. 80 million people allowed Adolf Hitler to commit the crimes against humanity. Instead of shutting off and dealing with an Adolf Hitler, friends, guess what they did? They did his biddings. And then once they were caught, what did they do? They blamed Adolf Hitler and they said they were just doing their job. No, if they were just doing their job, they would have dealt with Adolf Hitler. They wouldn't have killed anybody. Remember, Adolf didn't pull the trigger. They did. They were all saying they were doing their jobs. The same kind of character, the same kind of auras, okay, the same kind of spirit those people had under the Nuremberg trials is exactly the same kind of people that you are dealing with today in America. Because they're doing the exact same things systematically. They're just doing what they're told to do. And they're standing back and they're saying they're doing their job. No, they're not. No, they're not. Okay? I want to say this because this is given from this lunatic, this reprobate, that actually was used as the voice piece to promulgate this propaganda. And again, it's all fear-driven. Okay? Two or more people meet outside homes not wearing masks are subject to a $1,000 fine. Right under this, at the Michigan Capitol Confidential, when they reported this, October 29th, it says right under that, an exception would be if the two people were swimming together, but even then a face mask is strongly encouraged. America, do you realize that you're at the butt end of their joke? Do you realize, friends, the joke is on you? For as many times as the COVID-19 plandemic has been debunked, we've showed you how it's been pre-planned for how many years? And for anybody to go along and pretend with these criminals, friends, again, you deserve what you get. Now, for those that don't, it's for us to get busy and win the day here. But again, listen to them adding insult to injury. An exception would be if the two people were swimming together, but even then a face mask, is strongly encouraged. You all heard of Gavin Newsom, right? This criminal out in California. Remember when he was unlawfully shutting down businesses there? Did you know that he kept his open? See, that's the demigod attitude. It applies to you peasants, but it doesn't to us. because they think they're above the law. They think they're above the very laws that they're supposed to enforce. You have to remind them that they don't lawfully. Okay? But do you also remember that he just came out concerning this Thanksgiving unconstitutional edict, which we read during the beginning of last week, or this week, I'm sorry? Do you remember that he was now requiring, notice the wordplay too, it's not law, he's requiring that between bites you put the mask on? Again, I don't know where they're coming up with this authority, because it's created out of thin air. Of course it is. This is what they reported. Okay, the Michigan Capital Confidential. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Director Robert Gordon has defined a gathering in Michigan as an occurrence either indoor or outdoor where two or more persons from more than one household are present in a shared space. By the way, when he was giving this this press conference, this propaganda conference, it was interesting that nobody had a mask on their face. It's interesting he didn't have a mask on his face. It reminds me of those that also are advocating the disarmament of the American people, how they have armed security detail around them while they're creating policies that undermine your Second Amendment concerning the Bill of Rights. You got to pay attention to these people. It's as easy as to see as the nose on their faces, friends. There was a gathering when they gave this little press conference, friends. See again how it applies to you, but it doesn't apply to us. Right? The definition empowers the state to regulate gatherings of any two individuals who are not the same household with a failure to abide by the rules punishable by civil fines of up to $1,000. This implies that two friends who are not wearing face masks and walking together, not 6 feet apart, in an empty park would be subject to state-imposed penalties. It's not law. I'm here to tell you it is not law. Okay. What I also want you to pay attention to, friends, is the fact that I'm going to post this right after the show today on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also pay attention to the fact, friends, that Governor Whitmer in Michigan, again, not once but twice, was told by the Supreme Court that she does not have the constitutional authority in doing what she was doing to the people in Michigan. Well, let me ask you a simple question. My little son would ask this question. Well, Dad, if the Supreme Court told the governor that she doesn't have the authority to do what she's doing, how is it that the Department of Health in Michigan comes up and says all of a sudden they take on the fact that they do? The implication is what? The Department of Health has more authority than that of the governor. Not true. Not true. So again, friends, we need to pay attention. This is confusion by design, is what it's all about. It's confusion by design. I want to tell you something. God is not the author of confusion, okay? He's not the author of confusion. It's interesting, you look at a Bible that's completely fallen apart. I can tell you that Bible that's completely fallen apart, the person that's reading that Bible to a point where it is falling apart, his life is not. His life is not, okay? It's all together. Because why? He subjected himself to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. His name is Jesus Christ. And this is why Christianity is under attack as well, friends, because they know real Christianity will throw off their demonic activity. And that's exactly what they're afraid of. Instead of the church concerning this pandemic over the last 6 months standing up and throwing off the tyrants, what did they do? They sold their souls and their congregants for 30 pieces of silver. And instead of subjecting to the Christ, the meek King of Glory, they subjected themselves to the tyrants who means not to be ruled by God. Read Isaiah 30. Okay? But isn't it interesting, the Department of Health comes about and aggrandizes powers unto themselves that have never been given. The governor doesn't have them, but they want you to believe, again, the implication is that they have the authority in doing so. No, they don't. No, they don't. Hey, folks, remember South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem? Remember how she said we did a whole show on this? I don't have the authority to lock down the state. They are attacking our religious freedoms. What is it that people don't see, said Kristi Noem? Well, I'm just echoing her statements. I'm parroting what she is trying to scream to the people in this country. Okay? So what is it that these corrupt politicians do when the American people hold them accountable, even when they are shut down by the state Supreme Court? Well, they just up the ante, and they continuously assail them and then play the victims. Read Revelations 12:10, because it's exactly what they're doing. It's happening in Ohio. It's happening in Michigan right now, friends. They're not the victims. They're the perpetrators. And again, I want to remind you, they don't have the lawful authority to be implementing any of this stuff. And if so, call in and correct me, please. 1-866-582-9933.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you, you guys. Just want to tell you thank you, okay? We're in this together. We can do this in Jesus' name. And like our forefathers, we're going to continuously wave that flag, no king but King Jesus, and appeal to heaven, because that's exactly where our fingers pointed to. The Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world, that's where my fingers always pointed. If not, I'm not doing my job. And if I'm not doing my job, you need to turn and go find someone that is doing their job. And they should be working themselves out of a job as they continuously point their finger to the Christ and doing their job. Cool? Just wanted to make clear. Folks, we're talking about the parallel between Germany in the 1930s. And America in the 2020 presence, right? Here we are today, just highlighting the fact as to what's going on in, several different things going on in America today. But I just highlighted something that's taking place in Michigan just on the 29th, 2 days ago, how they're basically threatening people to stand 6 feet apart, even in an empty part, and if they're walking together and they don't have a mask on, they can impose a $1,000 fine. It's not constitutionally justified in any sense of the word. There's no law, okay, because they don't have the constitutional authority. So going forward, I was just highlighting the fact that what happens when the people, like in Ohio, begin to hold their said representatives accountable to the law that they're supposed to uphold, well, they just play the victims. The media is right there to try to put them in the position of being the victim. Okay? Seeing it with DeWine. We're seeing it with the same thing in Michigan with Jezebel over there. Moving on real quick, I want to finish this up before the end of the hour. I want to get some audio in here for you. We got hour two coming up right after, obviously. But what is this leading to? Well, as I've always said, them that are selling you the virus are the same ones selling you the vaccinations. What is it that you can't see here, friends? That's all you have to do is see who's profiting from the chaos that they've created. Order out of chaos. Okay? They create the crisis, and they're not letting that good crisis go to waste because they want a political end to what the crisis is all about. Okay? Nothing new, again, under the sun. But again, that's all you have to do is see who's profiting from the vaccinations as to who's responsible for the pandemic. And we're seeing it play out in real time. Okay, did some research for you and found out that Bill and Melinda Gates, they're coming out and talking about how this is aimed at the blacks and the Hispanics, just like Planned Parenthood. It should come as no surprise due to the fact that Bill Gates' daddy was the head of Planned Parenthood. And you know that, right? Bill Gates wants to depopulate. He called it doing a good job through vaccinations to depopulate the planet. This is all aimed at vaccinating everybody on this globe. And keep in mind, it doesn't apply to them. Okay? Or so they want you to believe. I suggest that the people in America, the people on this globe, lawfully respond to Bill Gates and hold him personally responsible, along with everybody in this conspiracy, Isaiah 28, verse 18, Jeremiah 11, 9, and hold them lawfully accountable for their intents here. We already know what their intent is. Okay, Bill Gates wants to depopulate. How does he want to do it? He wants to use a vaccination. He also said that things aren't going to be going back to normal until you get a vaccination. And he said there's not going to be just one vaccination, but two vaccinations. But this is what's important. Fear not. Okay, read Proverbs 29:29. What does it say? The fear of man will prove to be a snare, but those that trust in the Lord are to be kept safe. I'm sorry, 29:25, forgive me, 29:25, Proverbs. But I want you to remember that Bill and Melinda Gates are not licensed doctors, nor are they elected representatives in any country. So what are you afraid of? But folks, you also got to keep in mind the danger here is those that are implementing and pushing forth Bill Gates' agenda, like Anthony Fauci and Donald Trump. You need to keep in mind what's frightening about all of this is they're not pushing forth constitutional law. They're using force to cause you to comply. Again, if this was a legitimate virus, you don't need to bring in the military like Donald Trump said he'd bring in his million-man army to vaccinate the people. I mean, he's acting like people are actually waiting for vaccinations. The only ones waiting for vaccinations or vaccine are those that have been deceived by this current administration. And if that's the case, I sincerely feel for you. Read Daniel 8:25 as well. But remember, Bill and Melinda Gates, they're not licensed doctors, nor are they elected representatives. Okay. Also keep in mind that it was Bill Gates who said those who engage in anti-vaccine efforts, they kill children. See what they do? Have you ever taken the time to know who Bill Gates' dad was? Now listen again. This is what Bill Gates said. Those who engage in anti-vaccine efforts, they are the ones responsible for killing children. Bill Gates' dad was the head of Planned Parenthood. I just want to make clear as to understand what's going on here. Okay? I also want you to hear what is inside of vaccines. Now, if I have to drag it over into second hour, I'll do that, okay, because I'm going to get all of this out. I want to play this, and some of you have heard this before, but I got a new audio here. I want to go ahead and play it Judah, the first audio, the one that we just downloaded, the brand new one, let's play that one first. And I want you to listen carefully, friends. I'm not going to get into the ingredients of the vaccines. Firstly, I'm going to show you what this is about concerning the vaccine by an individual who just came out. Everybody knows who she is, and I'll let her introduce herself. But I want you to listen to what she has to say about what's going on with these vaccinations. Go ahead and play that, Judah.
Okay, my name is Dr. Christiane Northrup. I'm a board-certified OBGYN physician trained at Dartmouth Medical School, Tufts New England Medical Center. I'm a former clinical professor of OBGYN at the University of Vermont College of Medicine. I'm the author of 3 New York Times best-selling books, including Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom, The Wisdom of Menopause, and Goddesses Never Age. I've done 8 highly successful public television specials. I was on the Oprah Winfrey Show 10 different times, and all the numerous TV shows like Dr. Oz and Rachel Ray and NBC Nightly News and all of the rest of it, kind of straddling the world between holistic medicine and conventional OBGYN.
Listen
my
carefully.
Entire career really has been about teaching women everything that can go right with their bodies and how to make that their experience.
This COVID vaccine, can you tell us what we do know about it and what you, from your experience, fear for the people that may take it?
Yes, there's never been a vaccine like this. It's an RNA vaccine. It is what's called a transinfection. It will fundamentally change people's DNA. And what I don't like about it even more than the usual thing about the toxic metals that are in vaccines that make our bodies literally into an antenna with 5G. This one has the usual non-human DNA, like, you know, monkeys, maybe fetal cells, pigs, whatever. And so it begins to make us what's called chimers, C-H-I-M-E-R, introducing non-human DNA into our bodies. What is worse, though, is that there is a patent and work that they've done at MIT to make a dye, and the patent, the dye is called luciferase, and under a light, you'd be able to see who was vaccinated, who wasn't, and the deal is to store your biometric information, because this vaccine will have nanoparticles, nanocrystalline particles that are actually little robots, and they like little antennas, and they will have the ability to take your biometric data, not only your vaccine record, but your breathing, your heart rate, your activities, sexual activities, drugs that you're taking, where you travel, all of that, and then take that data and store it in the cloud. What's even more concerning is that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation on March 26, 2020, applied for a patent number 060606, to take that biometric data, give you a barcode, and connect each of us to cryptocurrency so that we would become literally slaves to the system. Like everything, it would be the end of privacy, the end of freedom. Because who gets the data? Oh. Who uses the data? And what do they do with it? So this patent to connect the vaccinated to cryptocurrency, making all humans a commodity, is extremely concerning. And everyone should be concerned, given that this is a virus from which 99.9% of people recover. So yeah. I would ask, why do we need anything like this? Because it goes far beyond those pandemics of old, smallpox and so on. This is very different. The plan here is to vaccinate the entire world. And the narrative that we're being sold is things will not go back to normal until everyone is vaccinated.
Okay, so you heard that, friends. You heard that from a doctor. Boy, did she have credentials, big time. What'd she tell you? What's it about, friends? It's about control. But then again, we already knew that because doctors were trying to tell the American people, this isn't about COVID. This isn't about science. This is about government control. Folks, Who promulgates the message of fear concerning COVID-19 if you don't fall in line more than they do? We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.